in our hearts, to radiate with joy, the joy of resurrection. If you would all stand here this morning, I'm going to read from 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 3 through 9. 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 3 through 9. The word of the Lord says this: Blessed be the God and our Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. According to his great mercy, he has caused us to be born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance that is imperishable, undefiled, and unfading, kept in heaven for you, who by God's power are being guarded through faith for a salvation ready to be revealed in the last time. In this you rejoice, though now for a little while, if necessary, you have been grieved by various trials, so that tested the genuineness of your faith, more precious than gold that perishes, though it is tested by fire, may be found to result in praise and glory and honor at the revelation of Jesus Christ. Though you have not seen him, you love him. Though you do not now see him, you believe in him and rejoice with joy that is inexpressible and filled with glory, obtaining the outcome of your faith, the salvation of your souls. Amen. You may be seated. This morning, I want to spend a few minutes here talking about the hope that we have in Jesus. Not just any type of hope, but a living hope. And a hope that gives us a future and a joy. Because this morning, and as we start the Holy Week from today until Resurrection Sunday, I think it's a good idea to be reminded of the hope that we have in Jesus. As we read in 1 Peter chapter 1, Jesus Christ and Jesus Christ alone is our living hope, and he is our only hope. Because this week, I think it's so important for us to take a moment and put our lives in the perspective of the gospel and what Jesus did for us. And we know it, but I'm going to remind you. Church, we were born into sin. We were lost. We were fully positioned for the entire wrath of God. We were headed for separation from God. We were headed to hell. And there's nothing that we could have done to change that. But Jesus, the perfect, spotless sacrifice, did what nobody else could have done. No one in history could have provided the sacrifice that Jesus did. The wages of our sin, the consequences of our sin was death, and our rebellion against God was death. And that's where we were all headed. But our only hope resides in the fact that Jesus came and died for us and rose again on the third day. That's why we're standing here on this Sunday. That's why we're set free. That's why we're redeemed. And this hope that Peter talks about says that it's according to his great mercy. The resurrection story is because of God's great mercy towards us. That while we were still sinners, the Bible says, Christ died for us. And this hope that we have in Jesus is very beautifully stated by Peter as a living hope. You know, when we use the word hope many times, I find myself almost trivializing the word hope. We say things that like, I hope traffic is not that bad. We say things like, I hope it's not too hot today. I hope I passed my exam. I hope everything's gonna be all right. I hope good things are gonna happen and bad things don't. We think of it as, we use it as sort of a wishful thinking many times. But I want to draw your attention to the word hope that Peter uses here. It's not that trivialized hope. That hope is translated as eager expectation. As eager expectation. Because our hope that we find in Jesus is not a wishful thought. It's not me saying, Jesus saved me, fingers crossed. I think I'm gonna go to heaven. I hope I'm gonna go to heaven. No, it's true and it's sure. If you put your faith in Jesus, you have a solid assurance that you will go to heaven and you are saved. A beautiful song that we sing all the time is called Blessed Assurance. Blessed Assurance, Jesus is mine. What a foretaste of glory divine. We get to taste that glory today because we are saved. Heir of salvation, purchased of God, born of his spirit, and washed in his blood. Praise God for the blessed assurance that we have in his name. And you see, many of us, I was kind of thinking about this too. It's like the assurance that we have in Jesus is like the best insurance policy that you can have, right? A lot of us buy insurance for things that we don't know what the future is going to hold. So I'm going to buy life insurance. I'm going to buy home insurance. In California, we buy fire insurance, a lot of us. And it's like a protection for what we see in the future, what we don't see in the future. It's kind of motivated a little bit out of fear, and you just want to be protected. But Jesus doesn't just give us insurance. Jesus gives us assurance because he knows what's going to happen. And when we put our faith in Jesus Christ, we know that we are saved. When Jesus wrote the check and paid our debt, we can take that check to the bank and cash that check and say, my debt has been cleared. It has been paid by the blood of Jesus Christ. Assurance is an unshakable confidence in a living Savior. Because Jesus didn't come to just reduce our risk. You know, Jesus came and did a risk assessment on my life, and he said, Jason, you're messed up, but you know what? You're still worth saving. He came and he did a risk assessment on all of us, like an insurance agent does, and says, oh, you sinned, you've fallen short, but you know what? I'm still gonna pay you. I'm still gonna pay that debt for you. You are worth loving, you are worth saving, and that's why Jesus came and died on the cross for you. In 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 4, the Bible says that we have an inheritance that is imperishable, undefiled, and unfading, kept in heaven for you. Hebrews 10, verses 19 through 23. Therefore, brothers, since we have confidence to enter into the holy places by the blood of Jesus, by the new and living way that he opened up for us through the curtain that is through his flesh. And since we have a great priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith, with our hearts sprinkled clean from an evil conscience, our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful. Amen. Romans 8, 38 through 39. For I am sure that neither death nor life nor angels nor rulers, no things present nor things to come, nor powers, nor height nor depth, nor anything else in creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. This is our living hope. It's a living hope that's anchored in the past. Jesus died and was resurrected. It's a living hope that it's here in the present because Jesus didn't just die. He was resurrected and he's here now with us today in this moment.
and endures to the future because we have hope for tomorrow. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. You see, when Peter was writing this passage, he was writing to persecuted Christians in Asia Minor. These were believers that we read about were grieved by various trials that tested the genuineness of their faith, the Bible says. They were tested with fire. They were persecuted. And Jesus never promises that our Christian walk is going to be easy. He never says that it's going to be a walk in the park, that it's going to be just easy. Christians suffer through trials and persecutions throughout Scripture, and they face them throughout history. And I've faced it, you've faced it, we've all faced it, and we'll continue to face it. That's the truth. But we have hope in Jesus, because you know what? People really can't survive long without hope. If you take a dire situation and you take hope out of that situation, people die. But you know what? We have a hope in Jesus. Living hope. The New Living Translation translates it as we live with great expectation. Because the resurrection of Jesus, because he lives, I can live with great expectation for tomorrow. And I want to encourage you this morning to not lose hope. Because Jesus is our hope. Do not lose hope. John 16:33. I have said these things to you, Jesus says, that in me you may have peace. In a world you will have tribulation, but take heart. I have overcome the world. Jesus has overcome darkness. He's overcome death, hell, and the grave to give us hope. And as I was meditating on this message for this morning, actually what inspired my message was the song, Because He Lives. We sing it in Romanian here all the time. Știi viu, potem vinge teama, și eu sunt viu, căci m-a salvat, și când ispita grea mă va ajunge. Right? The English lyrics, the original lyrics are actually a little bit different. And I want to read them to you. The chorus says this: Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone. Because I know he holds the future. And life is worth the living. Just because he lives. That last line is so powerful. Our life is worth living just because he lives. If you are overwhelmed, anxious, unsure about the future, if you have family problems, health problems, financial problems, you can face tomorrow because he lives. If you feel paralyzed by fear and the enemy comes to attack you, you can face tomorrow because all fear is gone because he lives. Our living hope is blessed assurance because I know, the song says, he holds my future. Jesus holds my life, your life, in the palm of his hand, and he loves you so much that he came to die for you. And he didn't carry you this far, brother and sister, to leave you hanging, because our God never forsakes us and never leaves us. Our living hope is here today. And life is worth living, because without Jesus, our life is meaningless. It's pointless. Jesus says, because I live, you too will live. In John 14:19. And we can walk through life victoriously because of the resurrection of Jesus.
As I conclude, and I'm going to invite the worship team up here. Let me go back to Palm Sunday. We see a multitude of people crying out at the top of their voices, crying out, Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna translating to essentially save us. The Pharisees tried to stop it. The scribes tried to stifle it. But God's message of salvation was written long before, and nothing was going to stop it. This was God's plan from the beginning. And we have a choice. Do we want to celebrate and rejoice in this coming of the King? Or are we like Pharisees and miss the coming of Jesus from right under our noses? You see, up until this day, Jesus rode into Jerusalem as a worshiper going to the temple to teach. But today, Jesus enters Jerusalem as King. God heard the cries of humanity and the cries of our heart saying, come, save us, deliver us. And that's what he did. And although we can't see him with our physical eyes, we can live life in peace knowing that we are right with God if you accept Jesus as your Savior. And I want to make sure that we don't miss this opportunity. Life is still difficult. There are still trials. There are still tribulations. But we can go through it because he lives. And with the assurance that one day, because he is alive, instead of him walking through the gates of Jerusalem, the heaven's going to split open. And instead of him riding on a donkey, he's going to ride on a white horse. And he's going to have the name King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And instead of with the disciples, he's going to arrive with the armies of heaven. And instead of saving us from our sin, he's going to come to set everything right. Instead of only his disciples seeing him as king, every eye, the Bible says, is going to see him and declare him as King and Lord. Jesus, our Redeemer, is alive. He is our only hope, and he is our living hope. And because he lives, we can face tomorrow. So, church, I'm going to invite you all to stand. And I have these lyrics up in English, actually, and I want to sing this all for this next song that we're doing with worship. That's one of the great things about doing worship and preaching is I can kind of put things together and share with you a little bit as what kind of is on my heart, because a lot of times the word and song are very intertwined to me. But let's sing this chorus once, and then we're going to go ahead and sing just the first and the third verses. Let's sing together. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone. Because I know he holds the future. And life is worth the living just because he lives. Let's sing that one more time.